for months and months. And we had a little break for Christmas. Then we had another little break for Easter. But we have been in Isaiah for months. I've preached 18 times on the book of Isaiah on Route 66. And on top of that, you know, David has preached, and Katie has, and Rob has. 25, 26, 27 sermons on the book of Isaiah. And I thought, well, I've done 18. And some of the guys I know were at that tennis thing with the long sticks. What's it called? Golf, that's it. Yesterday, following around a load of rich blokes, getting paid a fortune to play a game. Makes sense to me. Anyway, you said I'm not a golfer, kind of, sorry. That's ruined it for half the audience going, well, I'm not listening now. But I thought, ooh, 18 holes in one. I've spoken 18 times. Perfect. And then I started going through my notes going, oh, that would be quite long. If I just took one highlight from 18 sermons, that's quite long. No, let's not do that. And then I thought about Isaiah 61, where Jesus speaks the manifesto of God. And I know Katie spoke on that a few weeks ago, but I was thinking, well, I wouldn't be doing the same thing. I'll do that. So that's what I did. I prepared a sermon on Isaiah 61. And yesterday afternoon, I've had my sleep after camp, and off I go. I'm on it. I'm in it. It's sorted. It's done. And then, I don't know what time this morning it was, but God woke me up. Arise, he says, and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines upon you. That is not Isaiah 61. It's Isaiah 60. And I woke up. I went back to sleep. I woke up. And I'm like, okay, it's 7:30. Off you go. What is God saying to us this morning? And I feel the Lord is saying that verse sums up the whole of Isaiah. Arise and shine, for the glory of God is upon you. Arise and shine. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Isaiah is about people. If you read this book, amazing, amazing book, it's about people. And all the way through there is a challenge to people. And they are people who are broken and hurt and mourning. There are people who life has not gone their way they wanted it. The things that they've chosen for their lives have not worked out that way. And every single one of us in this room knows what that feels like. And if you don't know yet, you will. Because life is hard, isn't it? It's difficult. It's challenging. The prayers we pray sometimes are answered amazingly quickly. Wow, supernaturally. And sometimes they're not. And we know what it's like. And this book of Isaiah is a book for the people. And God speaks here in Isaiah 60. And he says, I want to shine over you. He's saying, I want to reflect off you. That as you stand, you shine. As people come and say, what is it about you? And you might think it's a bit weird to say, well, it's the Holy God of Israel shining off me. But it is. It is. And sometimes the disappointment and the mourning and the challenge we go through, we're less reflective. That's the story of Isaiah. We become less reflective. In those early days when we started preaching this, we talked about God calling Isaiah. And Isaiah says, I can't go. I'm a man of unclean lips and I'm from a people who are unclean. You can't send me. And God comes and touches him with this call, doesn't he? Zzz, sizzle. I get really bad mouth ulcers. That is painful. Sizzle. It's what God does to us. We can't do it to ourselves. But it is a book about people. Hey, if you see a kids' church leader today, do encourage them, won't you? They are brilliant, aren't they? I'm looking at Jill there going, Jill, you're brilliant, thank you. You know, brilliant. Lots of them. We love you. You know, if you are mourning today, it's not something you can just stop, is it? It's not just something you can just stop. When Isaiah is prophesying this over us, it's a journey. The Lord arises over us. He shines over us. It's not an instant thing. It's not an instant thing where you can just stop. Actually, Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. It's a journey. In fact, if you try and get out of mourning too soon, you just do yourself all sorts of damage. And later on, you know, that's how Neil makes a living. Because you need to go back to that place and go, help me, because I seem to have got stuck. But there is, at the same time, there is this call over us to say, even in the middle of challenge, even in the middle of slavery, you can shine like the people of God. You can respond like only God's people can respond. Isaiah is a book about people who rise and shine, O people. But more than that, it's a book about Jesus. It is an amazing book about Jesus, written hundreds of years before his birth. This is an incredible thing. Arise and shine and see. This verse is about Jesus. He's the one who shines. He's the one who walks this earth as the Son of God. And he attracts all sorts of people to him. You know, the demonic are attracted to Jesus. I've shared this with you before. I have all sorts of odd people come and want to talk to me. And I'm not talking about Sunday morning either. And some of you have that experience, don't you? And you think, is it something to do with me? It's not. It's because you carry something of Jesus. And he attracts the demonic. He tells them to shut up as well, often. Oh, don't cast us out, oh Son of the Most High God. And Jesus goes, shush. Because he doesn't want their testimony about him. He wants your testimony about him. He wants those who've experienced him to say, God is good and Jesus is alive. This book is about Jesus. The first sermon Jesus preaches that we know of is in Luke chapter 4. And what does he preach? He preaches Isaiah. And in Acts it tells us that many priests came to the faith, Acts 4. And why did they come to the faith? It was because of Isaiah. Isaiah declares one who was both servant and king. Who is that? Who is that person? Is it Moses? No. Is it Abraham? No. Is it Gideon? Samson? No. Is it Esther? No. Who is that person? There's only one who fits the criteria. It is Jesus. Isaiah is a book about Jesus. It shines with him. It declares him. We haven't even done the servant songs. We're going to do that at Easter. You know, these things that say he had nothing for you to be gravitated to him, and yet he calls you. And he was broken and bruised, and he sets you free. It's a book about Jesus, and Jesus speaks strong words into our lives. He speaks a word that says, stop it. Stop saying, God, will you speak to me, and then living the life that you're living. In Isaiah 61, the people get really cross that he reads that verse. And he reads that because he basically says to the people of God that are listening, he says, you're just like the Samaritans, the most offensive thing you can say to a Jew. But that's what he says. Isaiah is full of challenge. It's so easy to come on a Sunday morning. Well, actually, sometimes it's difficult to come on a Sunday morning. But we come and we hear God, and God speaks to us, and we go, yeah, I need to live a life of holiness, and yeah, I need to follow Jesus, and yeah, I need to do that. And then Monday happens, doesn't it? But that's what Sunday is for, so that you can walk into Monday and be prepared and be alive with the living God and the testimony of Jesus. Isaiah is about us, and it's about Jesus. And it's about Father God. And all the way through, he calls the people. He says, leave this place of slavery. You don't have to sneak out. You can come out with singing. He sings over us. Do you remember that one? He gives us the key to life. Do you remember that one? He calls us, come on, I've got more for you. Come on, I've got more for you. You've got stuck, you've got bogged down, come on. I've got more for you. It's a book of God. And as we read it, and as we start to apply it in our lives, we see the wonder of God in our lives. The Lord woke me up with this verse. Arise, shine. What's he waking you up with? What's he waking you up with? What's he speaking to you today? What's he been saying to you for weeks, months, years? And you've gone, la, 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 I'm not listening. What's the stuff in your life that you need to change that you haven't changed? The Lord says to you today, today, arise. What's the things that you're not doing that you need to pick up? He says to you today, arise and pick it up. Are you in the middle of misery or disappointment? The Lord says to you, arise and shine, for the glory of God is here. It's not your glory, it's His. And it's not for your glory, it's for Him. You know, people sometimes tell us, don't they, you know, how amazing we are. You know, you do an amazing sermon, like, you know, once a year or something, and or you sing an amazing song, and they tell you how amazing you are. And often our Britishness goes, it wasn't me, it was the Lord. And that always makes me laugh. I always want to say, well, it wasn't that good, was it? You know. But it was that good, actually. I'm wrong in that. Because it's God's glory, isn't it? Shining on us. And shining out of us. And shining through us. So that the world may be changed. Isaiah is a book for the people. And it's a book about Jesus. And it's a book about God. And it's a book for us. We are called to walk the road, to get on the journey, and to, in all of our faults, with all of our pain, with all of our tears, yet still to reflect the glory of God. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you are servant and king. We thank you, Jesus, that the prophecies of Isaiah come to fruition in you. We thank you, Father God, that you call us to be yours, that you call us by name, that you say to us, come on, shine. I'm going to arise over you. I'm going to shine from you. Lord, I pray the things that we need to pick up and the things we need to put down today, that you would, well, you've already told us what they are, Lord. Give us courage. Give us strength. Give us glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship, shall we?